This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult at 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Also, Pin Chasers is celebrating anniversary number 60. And something to look forward to, if you do not have full-out wipe the entire day out Labor Day plans. It's the 13th annual Labor Day Marathon at Pin Chasers. Monday, September 2nd, you can walk in the door at 9 a.m. when Pin Chasers opens, hand them $12, and you can bowl until 9 p.m. Shoes are free, as Drew Garabo always reminds his listeners. Drew also bowls at Pin Chasers. They will give you a clean pair of socks if you do not have socks for the shoes that you do not have to pay to rent. Pin Chasers has three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Late night specials Sunday through Thursday. And remember the breakfast bowl as well. Every morning from open until 11 a.m., $8 a person, 2 hours of unlimited bowling, two pieces of toast, two pieces of bacon, two eggs. Bowling, food, and fun, Pin Chasers. 6816 Gale Boulevard, 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsborough. Even my pal John Johnson, golf pro, Tampa Bay Downs Golf Practice Facility, celebrated his 65th birthday just the other day with friends at Pin Chasers in Zephyr Hills. John, good choice. I hope you put it right in the pocket. Between the 1 and 3. John is a very nice man to me. So you can see him at Tampa Bay Downs. But further proof, everybody can go to Pin Chasers for any occasion and have a good time. And remember, their Labor Day Marathon 13th annual coming up on Monday, September 2nd. All right, before I get into anything else on the Todd Wright Toddcast, a reminder, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by OriginalHooters.com has returned. We have dropped multiple episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. If you do not subscribe to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, please do. I have been there for four seasons now to help you set up leagues for you to better yourself in fantasy football, offer winning advice, daily games, season-long leagues, etc. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com is also where you can email me any questions. Don't send me a fantasy football question on Twitter. Don't. You want me to answer a fantasy football question? You write ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I talk one-on-one to you. That's it, and that's the way I do it, via email. Also, if you would like to draft with us at our annual Hooters Draft Night at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry, on Sunday, August 25th, starting at 7 p.m., send me an email requesting to play in a podcast league with us, even if you haven't done so before. Let me know a little bit about yourself, your fantasy background, your full name, your phone number in case I need to call you, and you must be present to play on Sunday night, August 25th. You cannot Skype. You cannot call in. If you're not sure of your plans that night, don't ask to come. We need dependable people. And just because you send an email doesn't mean you're in. You got to wait for me to send out the invite, and those will start going out next week. Space is already running short. Email if you want to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League at Hooters in Tampa. Our draft event is Sunday, August 25th, 7 p.m. Email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. So I took the afternoon, well, let me give the background on this, because I previously did a Toddcast about how I hadn't gone to a Rays game in forever. I went today. Now, here's the background on it. I was invited by Randy Levine, who works at Bay News 9, and his sister was very involved in a charity golf tournament a number of months ago, and Randy invited me and Dave Worth and Ira Kaufman and originally Mike Cairns to play. Very nice of him. Said, hey, we'll take care of your golf. Come out and play. Done. So when I play in events like that as an invited guest, I tend to look, well, how can I offer the charity a little money since I'm playing for free? So one of the silent auction items, and this is standard for the Rays, at least the Rays don't ignore these people, when an entity asked the Rays for a charity donation this year, they basically sent out to most organizations, it's a voucher for 4 lower-level corner tickets for any game this season other than opening day, the Red Sox, or the Yankees. I was the only bid on these tickets. I thought I would give it away at one of my golf tournaments. I didn't. I was blessed to have a lot of inventory for my recent golf events, so I didn't need it. And a friend of mine who lives in Orlando, who works for the Magic, he and I used to go to one baseball game a year, and he has dual citizenship from where he grew up on the border of the U.S. and Canada, and he likes to see the Jays. Him and I have seen a Jays game. He's probably listened to this podcast. Probably half a dozen times in our life. One time it was in Toronto. One time it was in Dunedin, spring training. Other times have been at Tropicana Field. So I reached out to him and said, hey, I got a voucher from a golf tournament. Want to drive down from Orlando? Did. So we went earlier this afternoon. We didn't have a lot of company at the game. But one of the things it reminded me of was something he and I talked about many, many years ago. And some of you who listen to this podcast still bring up that I was kind of the first to name this. I call it "You're at the Wrong Game Cam." So let me bring you up to date on what that is. Back in my national radio career of 17 plus years, one of the things I started was identifying people that inappropriately dressed the wrong way at sporting events. And it offended me because I didn't understand what they were doing. So, for example, today was the Rays against the Jays. I know, doesn't do anything for you. Didn't do anything for many people that were actually there. But again, I had free tickets, I had a voucher, had to burn it. So we went. And there they were. I look over, hanging out in center field before the game near the touch tank for the actual Devil Rays. And there's a guy with an Alex Killorn jersey, Lightning jersey. Sir, you're at the wrong game. A little further down, guy staring out over center field just before the game started in an Anthony Rizzo Cubs jersey. Sir, you're at the wrong game. Near our seats, a couple gentlemen wearing Milwaukee Brewers t-shirts. Simon, my friend from Orlando, accurately saying, well, you know, clearly people from Milwaukee want to be in Florida where we're 95 degrees and 95% humidity. Milwaukee is wonderful this time of year, by the way. It was a sarcastic joke. Why are they wearing Brewers stuff to a Jays-Rays game? You people are at the wrong game. Guy sitting just behind Simon, pounding Dippin' Dots. It's no longer the ice cream of the future. You could have said that way back then. Now you're sort of like Epcot. You're outdated. I'm not saying you don't taste good, but you're not the ice cream of the future anymore. You can't keep using that. It's like a radio station that calls itself the new blank. And 3 years later, they're still the new. No, you're not new anymore. Young man, not a kid. I don't rip kids. They get a free pass. Damn it. Young man might have been college age, wearing a St. Louis Cardinals hat. Sir, enjoy your ice cream. You're at the wrong game. A little further down from us, Cal Ripken. I know, it's Cal Ripken, right? It's like baseball royalty, but wearing an Orioles Cal Ripken jersey. Sir, you're at the wrong game. And just on the other side of the dugout, guy wearing a Manny Ramirez Cleveland Indians jersey. Don't see many of those, but still, sir, you're at the wrong game. There is no explanation why people do this. It's dumb. It looks out of place, and they shouldn't do it. You're at the wrong game. Here is the list of things you can wear to a Jays-Rays game. You can wear a Rays logo. You can wear a Jays logo. I don't care if Rays fans are, ooh, you know, get out or you go home. Yeah, we'll go home right after we beat your ass or something like that. That's fine. Or you can wear anything not carrying a sport logo. That's a pretty open sheet of things that don't carry a logo of any other team in Major League Baseball, the National Football League, the National Hockey League, the NBA, a NASCAR logo. You're good. If you wear anything with those logos, why? What's the point? You're at the wrong game. You're out of place. My friend Doc said, well, it's bad laundry day. Not that bad. Nope. Wear something dirty. I've been talking about this for 20 years, and people still laugh when they see it. I mean, it was just a couple years ago. It was a Lightning playoff game. They're standing in front of me, getting ready to pay Jeff Vinnick $24 for a can of beer, was a guy in a Ryan Tannehill Dolphins jersey. I know, he's got a lot of other problems. But, sir, you are also at the wrong game. There is no reason for people to do that. And if you've ever done that, right now, admit your error. Just admit it. Say you'll never do it again. I'm not saying you can't go to the game. I'm saying the only sports logos you can wear are the participating teams. Otherwise, don't wear a sports logo. I'm sure there's something else in your drawers or in your closet, or you can pick up at Target or Stein Mart on the way to the game. There is no good explanation. That's it. Or do what I do. It's why I have a Shane Falco Sentinels jersey. I can wear that to any football game on planet Earth. The Sentinels don't actually exist. It was a movie. So if I want to wear that to a football game, it's an homage to a football movie. I have a Bad News Bears jersey. I actually wore that to a Tarpons minor league game on July 4th and got complimented on it because it's so authentic with the Chico's bail bonds on the back and Tanner Boyle's number on the front. Let them play. It's a fictional team. It's an homage to a baseball movie. It can be worn to any baseball game. Do not be caught on my "you're at the wrong game" cam. Don't do it. If you're heading to one of these NFL preseason games this weekend, God bless you. If you're heading to one of those games, let's say you're going to, I don't even care, know who's playing. I think the Cowboys are playing the Rams, or isn't that in 2 weeks? Is it Cowboys-Niners or Cowboys-Rams? Let's say it's Cowboys-Rams. If you're going to the Cowboys-Rams game, here are the things you can wear to the game. You can wear Rams apparel, Cowboys apparel, or you can wear apparel that has no sporting logos on it. That's it. Those are your choices. Anything else? You're at the wrong game. Don't get caught. Don't stand out. You look stupid. It doesn't matter what your reason is. It's not valid. I am Todd Wright, and I've been approving this message for 2 decades. Saw it again today. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME for a free consult. And by Pin Chaser, celebrating their 60th anniversary. 3 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. East Pasco, Midtown, and Veterans. Visit PingChasers.net for more info. And remember, $12, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. as much as you want, as much as you can, bowling on Labor Day, their 13th annual Labor Day bowling marathon. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.